Tuesday, June 13th. Would you all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jill, will you do the roll call?
Member Matt Weir?
Here.
Member Justin Engel?
Here.
Member Susan Court?
Here.
Member Mark Moyer?
Here.
Chairman John Foley?
Here. All those posted within the meeting room, I want to advise those persons attending that it is and has been the policy for the township to tape record all public meetings for the purposes of providing accurate minutes. In addition, the Board of Supervisors met in executive session to discuss land, legal, and personnel matters. Next on our agenda is the visitor and public comment. This time the podium is open. If you have a comment, please offer your name, address, and limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. Come right up to the microphone.
Good evening. I just want to take a moment. I see here on the agenda this evening, item E13, there's some discussion about the new community center facility. I want to take a moment just to share some thoughts about that process and some of the activities that have taken place over the last many years and by the township here more recently. First of all, I want to applaud the supervisors for the efforts that have been made so far. The planning process has been very open. There have been numerous outreaches to the community, every different aspect of the community, from the youth to the senior center to aquatics to fitness, etc. I think it's been an outstanding process and has given everybody an opportunity to openly voice their opinions and share where they stand on that. I think we all recognize the rec center has been a wonderful asset to our community over the 50 years, but it is at that point where it needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed aggressively. The building was designed to accommodate programming of the 1960s and 70s, and you know, we are 50 years later. There are many needs of our communities. I don't need to go on about how unique Derry Township is, because it truly is unique. And sometimes I get concerned that our community we treat as if we don't have a world-class hospital and hotel and park and on, the chocolate factory and all of these things. And we have a professional sports team here, and we have all of these other amenities. And then we have this antiquated rec center over here from 50 years ago that some people are not coming out and actively participating in the process. And so this is all hearsay on my part, but I understand there are a number of individuals who are not in support of this, or they're coming out at this point and vocally voicing their unwillingness to support this, but we're not seeing anything to substantiate this other than concerns about taxes. And that is a very substantial thing. But we also need to continually invest in our community and be a world-class community, a model community, as Mr. Hershey originally set forth to do, and as our community has continued to do ever since I've been here and aware of it. So I just wanted to voice that and encourage you to continue to pursue this process and pursue it aggressively. It takes a while to get through a process of this magnitude, and to hear that we've invested over a year in open public forum and then get to this point and put the brakes on and not have anything put forth in the community that would substantiate an unwillingness to do so. Thank you.
Thank you. If I could ask you to step right back up there.
Matthew, would you help?
Thank you. I know who you are. I just want to make sure the minutes
thank
are
you.
Note that. Thanks, Matt.
And Matt, thanks for all that you've done to help the process along.
Sure.
Thank you.
Matt, what is your address?
Maple, I think.
254 Cedar Avenue.
Cedar.
Yeah, Hershey.
Okay.
I do live here.
You do.
And I also own a business here. And
you're also a valued volunteer in our community.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Tony Potter with Hershey Soccer. My address is 405 Laurel Drive, Hershey. I wanted to take this moment just to make sure that I made a public thank you to many of the employees of Derry Township who worked so hard to help us deliver a very successful and solid soccer tournament over Memorial Day weekend. A lot of times the folks who are employees who really go above and beyond, and two of them are sitting right next to me, so I'm going to embarrass Zach and Bob Pickle. Don't get a public thank you for it. But Matt Mandia and the police department, everyone delivered over the Memorial Day weekend well beyond what their job requires. People stepped out and met others to work at night, to meet me with a barn key. So we had ultimately a very successful tournament with 400 teams from 8 different states in Canada over the Memorial Day weekend. All of our Hershey teams participated in that. So you start to look at the numbers, you have 6,500 kids running around on soccer fields for 2 days. It's a great thing in a day and age where we have children who are sitting behind video games and watching television, where you have 2 days of physical activity. My point of being here tonight was just simply to say thank you publicly to not only Bob Piccolo and Zach Jackson and Matt Mandia, and also the police department for getting the permits done, for responding when we needed someone to respond, and they were there quickly. I've talked to many of you already about this, but I wanted to say something publicly as well, so thank you.
Tony, thank you for all the work that you've done. It's a fantastic tournament, and we appreciate all your efforts, and I'm sure all the participants do also. Anyone else? Very good, moving along. Next on our agenda is the approval of the Board of Supervisors meetings for May 23rd, 2017. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Gordon.
Second.
Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those minutes are unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is new business. A1 is the presentation of awards for those employees of the police department whose actions from June 2016 through May 2017 have brought distinction upon themselves. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Every year we hold annual awards for employees that have not only brought distinction upon themselves, but also on the department in turn. We originally hold this in May, so there's going to be some absences this year because family vacations have already started, so we're going to kind of split these up over a couple of meetings. We will start with some of the awards tonight. I will make note that we have life-saving awards that happen periodically, not every year, but every so often. This year we actually had an increase in life-saving events, all of them being naloxone reversals for opioid or heroin overdoses. So we changed the categories up a little bit, and those are letters of commendation for exceptional service when they have the naloxone reversals. So you'll see the letter of commendation for two of these reversals tonight, and then three more for the next meeting that we do the awards. So the first award is a letter of commendation for Officer Kenneth Schenck. So Ken, can you come to the front of the dais? This is for an event that happened on April 25th, 2017. Officer Schenck went to a residence where he was dispatched for a reported drug overdose. On his arrival, there was a unconscious male patient that was lying on the floor. He quickly assessed the situation. There was some evidence of drug use in the area, and realized that the person was suffering from a heroin overdose. He put his naloxone kit together and administered what ended up being two doses of naloxone. And the person had a full reversal, actually was alert enough to talk to everybody before he was taken for medical treatment. So congratulations to Dr. Schenck. Second one is going to be for Officer Dennis Shear. This incident occurred on September 25th, 2016. Officer Shearer responded to a medical call on Wilson Avenue. It was reported as a cardiac arrest. When he arrived on scene, he attempted to wake the male patient who was lying on the ground next to an open door of a vehicle. The male would not respond. He did some assessment of the scene. There was some indication from some bystanders that there was a drug overdose involved in this. Officer Shearer retrieved his naloxone kit and administered one dose to the patient, and they started regaining consciousness. He continued medical care until EMS arrived, and this person made a full recovery as well. Congratulations, Officer Shearer. This last award for tonight is a Distinguished Unit Award. This was in reference to a call on November 19th, 2016. Officers were dispatched to the area of Waltonville Road and Windham Road for reported brush or ground fire. Officers arrived on scene very quickly, were able to assess the situation, determined that it was rather dry out, this fire was spreading quickly. They coordinated some response by the fire department, and I received a note of thanks from Chief Leonard in reference to their quick actions and being able to direct equipment into where it would be best suited, and also to providing assistance in evacuating some of the people the fire had started to encroach upon private property and was in danger at homes. So they committed to an evacuation effort to get some of those people out of harm's way. So this Distinguished Unit Award is awarded to Officer Tim Keister, Officer Jason Rode, Officer Sean Sargent, Officer Dennis Shear, Officer Dennis Eckenrode, Officer Mike McCormick. Officer Kevin Lease is not here tonight. Community Service Officer Ken Crane is not here tonight. And at that time, Sergeant Free, who is now Lieutenant Free.
Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is E1 through 3, consideration of a scope of services to conduct an operations analysis for a new community center facility. Mr. Jackson. We're waiting on the mic.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As part of the planning process for the new community center project, an important component is to establish an estimated annual operating analysis as part of creating a full picture for the total ongoing cost and revenue projections for that project. Ballard King Associates has submitted the scope for these services, and that is attached for your review. The scope will include an analysis of a base program and the consideration of various other program elements in order to provide the board with the most comprehensive operations analysis possible. And the total cost for this comprehensive operations evaluation is $10,000.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Are there any questions?
Mr. Moyer. I just have a few comments. I firmly believe the need for significant renovation and repair of the existing recreation center or an upgrade of our existing recreation center. The question for us as a board is which one and to what extent. My anticipated objection to this item on the agenda is based solely on the sequence and timing of the undertaking.
I would offer that it's critical that we move forward with this operational analysis, because if we don't understand fully what this is going to cost to run, we can't make an informed decision. So I am very much in favor of us moving forward with this analysis. I feel like it's a missing piece of the puzzle, and without this information, the board can't make an informed decision, and certainly the public can't either.
Yeah, and I'll add to that, Mark, I respect your position on that, and we chatted about this, but I believe that this is the next step in the process, and really the only next step to keep us moving towards figuring out whether this project is moving forward.
We've all kind of talked, as we are trying to figure this out together, about the chicken and the egg and which comes first. And Mark has shared, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, that it'd be better to figure out what we're building first and then do the operational analysis. And I'm of the mindset, and I think the majority of the board is as well, that we can't really figure out what we're going to build until we know how much it's going to cost to run and what revenue we might anticipate. So to me, I think it's the smart next step, and it gives us the real whole picture of what we're looking at so that we can all intelligently move forward with hopefully recreating a community center that's meaningful, not just for everybody in this township now, but for decades to come.
And Zach, it's my understanding there's money budgeted in the fund for this, for this study.
I don't know that it was budgeted at the outset of the year.
There's money to build.
There's money to build it?
What line?
I'm not sure which one it's coming out of. But I believe it's coming out of BOS for St. Mark Tax of Services. That's what I understand.
So we had budgeted the planning at the rec center for this year.
We had budgeted, yeah, I'd have to go back. I know that, well, Kimmel Bogret for that phase two.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like Jim said, there may be some budget.
Yeah, very much like that.
There's surplus in that line.
There, okay. That's what I thought.
I think this is just the natural next step in a very long and well thought out process that's been going on since 2014. With great support from the community. So I think as we move forward, we'll have a clearer picture of what really is going to represent the needs of our community best. And just as an aside to mention, I think many of you may know already, but we're planning on holding a public meeting on June 27th from 5:30 to 7. So at that point, the community can really get a really great understanding of all that's happened to date, starting with the building of this wonderful community center that we have right now, and its whole 54-year history, where it stands and where we head with the next steps. So we make sure, those of you who are in the room, please make sure to tell other people in the community to come and attend that so they can also be well informed.
Hearing no further comments, is there a motion?
So
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Ms. Corder. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
That is a 4-1, and that motion is approved. Next on our agenda is F1-7, request for a donation to the Bowen Trust for the beautification of Hershey. Ms. Henry.
This is the annual request that we receive from the Bowman Trust. This was budgeted in the 2017 budget.
Very good. Are there any questions? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion is approved unanimously. Next on our agenda is G1-2, permission to hold a small fireworks display at 1250 Shopes Church Road on July 8th, 2017. Mr. Nagle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the fourth year for this event. The township has been named as additional insured by Irwin Insurance in the amount of $1 million.
Very good. Are there any questions with that? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court.
Second.
Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Item H, 1 through 5, I, 1 through 2, J, 1 through 3, and K, 1 through 3, are all transportation-related items that we discussed in executive session. And with that, I will entertain a motion to table from the board. Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Mr. Moyer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those four items are tabled. Next on our agenda is L1. Request to conduct a walk on various township roadways to celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi requested by the St. John Mark Parish for Sunday, June 18, 2017 to start at 1 p.m. Chief Warner.
Bear with me, I'm paging through. I got caught by surprise on that one.
Sorry about that, Chief.
It's okay. Mr. Chairman, this is a request from St. John of Arc Parish. They conduct this walk yearly. The walk will leave the church at 1 o'clock. It follows several of the roadways within the village area. The traffic control that we provide for this is usually like a rolling type thing. We follow the group, we make sure they get across intersections safely, and it's done with normally on-duty personnel. There might be the need for an overtime person, but that is usually not the case. We're usually able to schedule people to handle this traffic since it's very minimal and it kind of floats along. Follow up with a couple officers and make sure everybody's safe during this walk.
Very good. Are there any questions for the chief? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is M1, request for traffic assistance at the American Cancer Society's PA Hope Ride, scheduled for Saturday, June 24, 2017, starting from Hope Lodge, Hershey, PA at 7 a.m. Chief Warner.
Mr. Chairman, this is also an annual event that we provide traffic assistance at traffic signals. Officers operate the signals to get the riders through at certain locations at certain times. There normally is a little bit of overtime involved with this, but the event organizer has accepted the township's policy on reimbursement for this. So any overtime that is incurred as a result of this event is reimbursed by the organizer.
Very good. Are there any questions for the chief? Hearing none, is there a motion? Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Mr. Moyer, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. We just lose our mics. One, two.
Yeah. That was this one.
Not accustomed to that. Very good. Next on our agenda is correspondence, board and committee information, starting at my left. Mr. Moyer.
Nothing, thank you.
Mr. Weir.
Nothing.
I don't have, Justin, I'm going to hand off transportation. We had hit a lot today. Unless there's nothing to, I have nothing. Ms. Court.
Just to report some of the meetings that I've attended lately, multiple rec center meetings, tax association board, some meetings related to the township's diversity initiatives, and a meeting on the MH railroads.
And I'm seeing a report that we had a transportation, our monthly transportation meeting this morning that covered a lot of different subjects. The board got a copy of the correspondence and so we have a lot of projects going on and they're all progressing well.
They are 11 pages worth. Next is our reports of departments. Chief Warner.
I think I've said enough for tonight.
Very good. Mr. Sassman, Fire Company.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This evening, for the month of May, we had 52 fire alerts with no significant fire property loss to report. Also, I'd just like to say thank you to the township and the supervisors for their continued support of the fire department.
Thank you. Public Works, Mr. Piccolo.
I have nothing to report tonight. Thank you.
Very good. Ms. Small with the library.
I'm just reporting that the summer reading is up and moving along, and after a week we have 362 people registered. So we're happy with that, looking forward to our new director.
Thank you so much. Terry for the administration.
I have nothing this evening, thank you.
Zach, or Parks and Rec.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just wanted to report our summer day camp program started yesterday. This year we have 230 children enrolled in the camp from grades K through 6. So that is our maximum capacity again this year. We've been running at that the last few years. And I just want to express my appreciation. Once again, we're using the Hershey Middle School, and their staff there has been wonderful for us, helping us coordinate all the logistics involved with that. So just want to express my appreciation to them.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Before we move, Chief Warner, I know the mic is not at the end of the table, but if you could send it back and just talk a little bit about the survey that you're doing in the community. Sorry to put you on the spot, but I thought that was important to mention.
That's all right. I appreciate you reminding me about that. The police department's, through our accreditation process, completes a survey, community survey, about every 3 years. It's part of our process to gain accreditation. But more importantly, we want to know what type of service we're providing to the township residents, to the business owner, stakeholders, to the business leaders, people who work and live in Derry Township. We want to know what type of service we're providing to them, how we can better ourselves, how we can improve our services. So it's a very short survey. I think it's 14 questions. It only takes a few minutes. There is a link. It's a SurveyMonkey link. It's on the township website. I believe it's on our website. I think we put it out through some Facebook avenues and my Twitter feed. So there's several ways to get to that link. But we definitely appreciate anybody who can fill out that survey for us. I think the last one we did, we had somewhere around 130 to 140 respondents. So out of the thousands of people that live in this township and work here, I'm hoping to get a lot more response so we can gauge what we're doing and how we're doing it.
Thank you, Chief. Next up, Mr. Bonanno with HRG.
Thank you. Three quick project updates. For the Wood Road of Mont Crossing, we have a pre-construction meeting scheduled with the contractor for Thursday, June 22nd. On the West Cracks parking lot, we're waiting for the agreement of sale to come through for the Attorney General before he issued notice to proceed on that. And for the Middletown Road crossing, we have the new alignment survey design and easement set out for that. And that went to the township last week for their review and then processing to get that easement acquired.
And just to follow up on that, I got the easement from John yesterday and it was forwarded to the property owner today.
Correct.
Yeah.
So.
Great, thank you. Community development, Mr. Williams.
I don't have anything to report on tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Economic development.
Nothing this evening. Thank
good.
You.
Jill?
I have nothing this evening.
Mr.
Thank
Day.
You.
Wow. Okay.
Can I just ask, Matt, are we working on scheduling that settlement?
John, I believe, is working on that.
Okay.
we're waiting for the, I don't know if they got approval or time period may have run by now, but we got approval from the state or highway. I figured they would let us know.
So, I mean, does it make, they have 30 days, but does it make sense to schedule a settlement within a couple days? Because otherwise the whole construction schedule is going to work back.
Right, I think we have to schedule it.
Yeah, actually, once we know that that's approved, we'll probably just, sign everything and apply the call and give it for money. We're not going to have a call, so.
Which is, so just so you're aware.
So hopefully exchange some documents.
Yes, my understanding, a lot of times it's not approved, it's just there's no opposition.
Yeah, we'll find it out.
Yeah.
I don't think we have to worry about it, Kate. We talked about that, and they said, well, it's going to be ready to go.
We'll know within a couple of days.
Yeah.
Any other questions or comments? Very good. Next on our agenda is the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $371,409.23 and payroll in the amount of $347,686.51. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
I'll second.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the approval for accounts payable and payroll is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is the final visitor of public comment. Same criteria. The microphone is open. Please state your name and address and limit your comments to 3 minutes or less.
Rich Campbell, Hopkinsville, Hershey. The reason I want to speak tonight is in regard to the M&H Railroad, read in paper we're considering in the table tonight in relation to the retaining them as consultants. The thing that I'm concerned about is there's more than just the township in this dogfight. You got the Hershey Entertainment Resorts, you got the Medical Center, of course, Homestown. But there is some concern I have for the people of Hershey, because the same thing that they're using as a baseline that has this material crossing that road, you understand that every day, 9-10 times a day, those trains carry the same chemicals, same thing that M&H is transporting through the center of our town every day. Hershey Park on one side of the tracks, community on this side of the tracks. So what I'm saying is I think it's a good idea to see what you can do to the best interest of the people and the safety, but I think the cost, based on what I read, is $30,000 for 6 months. I think that, I guess their township share would be what, half of that, but I think that should be split between the Hershey Medical Center and the Hershey Parks and Entertainment Recreation also, because they have a bigger fight in there, so to speak. They're the ones that are going to benefit. We as a community, citizens, aren't benefiting from that. So please keep that in mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gamble. I just want to point out that the issue isn't solely about hazardous material. That does travel through our community and every community in our Commonwealth, I'm sure, on a daily basis. It had to do more with the road closure and taking a crossing from non-exempt to exempt and requiring buses and any tanker truck to stop at that railroad crossing. So that was the issue. And we have a coalition, if you will, of all of the stakeholders working on this together.
Yeah, but I'd like to see the cost spread around. Again, one thing I want to bring to your attention, you know, this is not the only road that has trains crossing over major travel roads. So eventually something's going to happen where somebody has to take this into consideration. I agree, it's not a good idea, but the way things are, eventually it's going to happen. So, you know, are we fighting a dead horse? I don't know. But it's something, again, whatever you're going to fight, let's share the cost. That's my concern.
Thank you very much. Seeing nothing further, is there a motion to adjourn?
No.
That's it for public comment. Anyone else for public comment? Very good. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Weir, seconded by Mr. Engel. We are adjourned. Have a good evening, folks.